Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. We're continuing on with Making Marriage Great, and really looking at the spiritual health of our souls, gentlemen, and going through a book that I highly recommend, 10 Questions to Diagnose Your Spiritual Health. I'm John Bushnell. Been married for almost 34 years, and my wife and I have counseled many, many people through lots of things, but in particular with relationships, getting engaged, getting married, or trying to stay married. And so I come to you, gentlemen, telling you that one of the things we need to be about is chewing on Scripture, meditating on Scripture. And so the question today is, do you thirst for God? So if we look at the Sermon on the Mount, a very popular sermon, most famous sermon by Jesus, and definitely the best sermon ever, right? He says in the beginning of it, is blessed is the man, or blessed is the person who thirsts after righteousness. It's a thirsting after the stuff of God. It's thirsting after God. So do you thirst for God? You may be thirsting for a better marriage. You may be thirsting for sort of great advice. You may be thirsting for that practical nugget that you can go out and make your marriage better or make yourself a better man of God. I'm telling you, they are found in God's Word. It's meditating on Scripture. It's listening to the Word of God. It's taking time, though, to go back and just think about a couple of the Scriptures that you read. So I think you should read through the whole Bible. Maybe doing it in a year is a good idea. Maybe taking 2 years. But there should be another reading you do. There should be another going deeper. Pick a book of the Bible or a letter from Paul. They're pretty short. Just read through it, read through it, and read through it, and let yourself start to really pick up on some things in there that cause you to stop and go, whoa, what is he saying? What is he saying here, right? So, for instance, in Isaiah 45:19, God is saying, I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. In other words, God says, seek me. Why? Because he wants to be found. He wants us to have this relationship with him. Spiritual thirst. He wants us to have a spiritual thirst. Why? Because he wants to fill it. He has made us spiritually thirsty because he has something for us that will bring total satisfaction in our soul from that. So God is not withholding from us because he's cruel or mean. He's telling us, seek him. Why? Because he will allow himself to be found. He's telling us to be thirsty after righteousness or after him, because he will satisfy you. He will satisfy you. So prayerfully, get into God's word. Say, God, I'm going to read your word. I'm looking to be satisfied in my soul. Lord, help me. So just remember, God initiates spiritual thirst in order what? To satisfy it, to satisfy it. So we've got to meditate on the Scripture. We've got to know that if God initiates it, it's because he wants us in his word to be satisfied. And so as you read it, meditate on it, pray, use Scripture to pray, even use, Lord, you help me to thirst after righteousness, Lord. Give me grace. Give me the patience. Give me wisdom to thirst after your righteousness. And so that I can grow, right? I want to grow. I want to be that man that is going after you, a man after your own heart. And just if you like to read, I tell you, there's a lot of great authors out there. Most of them are dead to go and read. That some of the Puritan guys, they're always good to read. But there are some others that you can read. You know, ask your pastor, ask somebody who's mentoring you, what's a good book to read. I'll be coming up with a new book every month. So this one from, I think it's Nav Press, put it out again by Donald S. Whitney, 10 Questions to Diagnose Your Spiritual Health by Donald S. Whitney. So check out that book, get it. I don't know if you can get it on Amazon. I think it's from 2001 when it came out. I've had it. My copy is pretty worn out. But guys, it's 10 simple chapters. It's less than 140 pages. So it's not a thick book, pretty easy to get through. And every chapter is super, super practical. We'll keep going through it on the podcast this week. God bless you guys. Have a great day.